This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, we've set the stage now for another exciting hour, another episode. Brought to you by Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of October 23rd to the 27th. We're going to go through the stories. When I say we, I'm Doug Steffen. He's Michael Harrison. Actually, I apologize, Michael, because that was rude of me. You are my guest, even though you are the mainstay of this. I should always place you first. Your name should come before mine. Or anybody else's. At the end, we should give credit to Kara Schillen for producing the hour, like they do on NPR.
And you should serve me coffee.
Yes.
And
donuts.
And rub my feet.
Yes, with alcohol.
I mean, there's so many things that you could do to make me feel welcome and as the guest you describe.
Yes.
As opposed to giving me this mop and telling me to clean the place. But all that silliness aside, it's my pleasure to be with you, regardless of what my position is. It's always good.
Your position is good. That's right.
You know what? Because we do this on the weekend, because we do it at the end of the week, and it's the weekend, which everybody looks forward to. I find over the years that we have done this appointment together, and what we do it like 9 out of 10 weeks, and we have for 9 out of the last 10 years, maybe longer, I can't even remember.
Yep.
It makes me realize it's a milestone, a measurement of how fast time goes, that it always seems to come faster than the one before. It's like one of those markers where you go, oh, it's the Talk Radio Countdown show again.
Uh-huh.
And do you find that?
I do. The week gets marked with various things. The days, mm-hmm. there are certain things that I specialize in on the air, and we all do different things. You know, maybe Monday is do the wash day, and Tuesday is clean the windows day, and Thursday is wash the car, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right, right. And you say, my gosh, I'm doing that again. I'm taking out the garbage again.
But it's an appointment. It's something that people want to do because they want to know what you and your staff have worked on. What have you come up with? These are people listening to the program who are really desirous of more information. They love the format, and so
they
want to hear from your wisdom.
At number 10, we have the World Series and the NFL. At number 9, we have Xi Jinping. Cementing his power.
Yeah.
I think I pronounced his name properly.
Xi Jinping.
Yeah. And at number 8, we have the IRS and the Tea Party scandal. At number 7, Flake nicks his re-election bid. At number 6, the Niger ambush aftermath. At number 5, North Korea nuclear threats. At number 4, the Obama Uranium One deal. At 3, and this is just Jigundo, sexual harassment accusations, they are continuing to come from everywhere. At number 2, the Clinton DNC Trump dossier case. And number 1, the Trump tax cuts, all mishmashed at the top there. Mm-hmm. The people on our survey, we have at number 10, Colin Kaepernick. At number 9, Kim Jong-un and Xi Jinping. At number 8, we have Jeff Flake. At number 7, Miesha Johnson and Frederica Wilson. Bill O'Reilly and George H.W. Bush. Don't even get me started on the George H.W. Bush story. Oh, my gosh. At number 6. At number 5, Mark Halperin, Harvey Weinstein, and James Toback. Number 4, Barack Obama. Number 3, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. Number 1, Donald Trump. Interesting cast of characters, and the beat goes on.
All right, so we have five sexual harassers on the list. look at this. I'm not laughing about the deeds that they are doing, but there's an extreme here going from perhaps Weinstein, Halperin, and O'Reilly to George H.W. Bush, who's just an old guy who likes to squeeze the butt of some young chick who's around him. I'm not dismissing it, but come on.
Okay, go ahead. His wife made the comment, oh, he's going to get himself arrested one of these days, I think she said. I mean, she's used to it.
Right. And his dirty joke that he tells over and over and over again. The guy's got Parkinson's and he's on his way out. What do you think? I mean, this is some young starlet who wants to make a name for herself, who obviously is not a very good actress because nobody knows who she is. And then she says George Bush sexually... please. I mean, but do I sound like a sexist if I dismiss it?
You sound pretty awful.
Do I?
Yeah, you sound that way. I know your heart. I know you don't mean harm. You're a man of your generation. But the fact of the matter is it stinks.
I didn't say it was good or right. I just say there's a lot of difference trying to put George H.W. Bush in the same category as a pig like O'Reilly or Harvey Weinstein, I think is wrong. That's what I'm saying, if I don't do it clearly.
Well, I don't think that George H.W. Bush is in the same category as those aforementioned alleged pigs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was president of the United States. There was a time when he was young, vibrant, and powerful, and who knows how many tushies he squeezed.
Well, that's that's up for speculation, I guess, under the circumstances. I don't want to... There's nothing about me that's dismissive when it comes to this sort of thing. But here's something... On the political side of this, how do I say this without saying? Well, I'm going to say it, and you
say
can
it.
Tell me.
I'll bail you out. You say it, I'll bail you out.
Thank you. The people who are usually the loudest mouths when it comes to right-wing politics and apologies for whatever, apologists for the right wing. Well, Riley and Halperin are two of the best examples of that. But then I think about all the politicians who've been caught literally with their pants down, and most of them have been right-of-center Republicans. So I don't know. I'm making an observation. Not that you can't bring
Harvey Weinstein is a lefty. He's a Democrat supporter. He's a Democratic Party, bankroller. He's a problem.
Yeah. No, I know that. But I'm just the focus. The news media seems to go after these guys, and whether it's fair or not, if I can finish my thought before it's proclaimed to be BS, I think that there is a. This is the shade of coverage that bothers me. The focus on O'Reilly and Halperin and their connection to Fox or whoever, whatever, and then. The whole business of the Republicans. Are there no Democrats who have ever gotten into trouble for doing this? The news media.
Well, wasn't that Schmendrick from Brooklyn a Democrat?
Yeah, he was Schmendrick. That's very.
I mean, I can't think of a better word than a Schmend. That guy is like totally off the charts. A character.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what you said is BS, and I'm I hope that you don't feel that I.
Well, I think that I.
Say,
what happens when I say answer. When I try to do when I try to do a representation of it being I don't want it to sound like it's more acceptable. The George W. Bush old guy, whether he did it younger or not, it just seems that there's a degree in here. But the other side of it is harassment, and it's wrong no matter what. So that I want to make sure is clear. That means how old you are, where you are,
and a president of the United States is more likely to get away with it than somebody who's not. Mm-hmm. And therefore they use their power and their influence. But as far as this left-right Republican-Democratic thing is concerned... I think the people that are more likely to get the heat of the press are the moralists, people who actually have as part of their platform
that they are for family values, and that they're for morality, and they're for Christianity, and,
right.
you know, and they're
that's
against kind of homosexuality,
right.
And then you find out that the guy's a homosexual, and his main platform right. is anti-gay rights, and
yeah, right.
Or somebody is pro-life, and then you find out that they, you know, tried to have an abortion. Yeah, the hypocrisy level, I think, rests more evidently with the Republicans,
you know,
but I think it's on both sides.
Michael, of something that I saw an op-ed piece somewhere written by Monica Lewinsky after all of this, and a focus obviously on her and Clinton, and you know, John F. Kennedy was we're all talking about him.
Look at him.
At least of the JFK assassination files, but man, he was into everybody's sack. So it's really disgusting. It really is how men of power use it. And I'm not saying that some women don't, because they do, but certainly not to the degree that men do it. And why? Is it that they're insecure? Is it that they don't care? Is it they're just lecherous pigs? What is it?
It has to do with the complex nuances of the difference of the sexes, of the different way men and women are wired, I would think. And then it's enhanced by the culture that we live in, which is the result of years and years of sociology dealing with that different wiring.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I mean, look at how they deal with it in other countries. I mean, history is full of ways of dealing with temptation. Goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. It's just wiring, I guess. What else can I say? I mean, otherwise, you could have a symposium for a year on why men are from Mars
and women are from Venus. Yes, thank you. That's a bit. I used that in a note that I sent myself in the last 24 hours. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. That's true. It's 17 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review with Michael Harrison, who is the chief executive at Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Find the list at talkers.com. Here's something that I would like you to really focus on. Those of us, those of you, all of us, every second that we live, every minute that we breathe, every hour that we spend on this planet, we're getting older. And as we get older, you notice that your bodies are changing. You have less energy. You're tired more. That's just a fact of life. No matter which side of the aisle you're on, male or female, you need to do something if you really care. And I know that most people care about this. The increase in circulation, or the other side of it, decrease in circulation, causes you to slow down. So you want to increase your circulation so that you can keep up. And the best way to do that is with natural, healthy circulation prompted by using a product called Super Beets. Super Beets. You'll drink Super Beets when you understand how it promotes your body's natural ability to produce healthier circulation, lower blood pressure, increased energy, and better stamina all day long. Only Super Beets is made from non-GMO beets grown on their big farm in California. You have 400 acres of beets. They grow them, they pick them, they cook them, they dry them, they powder them, they concentrate it into superfood crystals in a canister that you buy when you go to DougLikesBeets.com. It's that simple. Give your body what it wants. Give it what it needs. Give it what it craves. Super Beets. Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. You order a 30-day supply free with a regular first order. Get free shipping, too. DougLikesBeets.com.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. plus interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, you're listening to Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You see the list of all of the things that are going on. I like to, every once in a while, focus in on some of the quotes from some of the characters that we're talking about. A fellow that was on with Sean Hannity this week on his radio program. I don't know who this guy is, Sebastian Gorka. I don't know who he is. But he told Sean that Hillary should get the electric chair.
Oh, my God.
Because she's so treasonous. And that wraps itself around number four this week on the countdown, the Uranium One deal. And I have said, not as an apologist, but whether there's something to it or there isn't, Bill Clinton has always proven one thing, you know, back to the sexual harassment, he's kind of a lech. But the other thing is that he's smarter than the rest of the people who are around him because he's figured out, in this case, how to use a 501c3 to get people to give to something that's going to benefit lots of people. And at the same time, you can make deals. There's a little tit for tat. You think there's anything to this suggestion that Hillary was responsible for selling a lot of assets that the American public or the American that we in America should have, not selling them off to some other country?
I don't know. I think there might be a degree of truth to everything you hear, and everything you hear might be pumped up because we don't know the whole story. And those that fling these accusations around do it for political motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So the more I know, the more I realize is that there's something stinky about the whole system, and that anybody who's in politics on that level, if you look at them carefully, you'll find some real dirt.
Yeah.
As to corruption. I'm not just talking about, you know, sexual impropriety. I'm talking about, you know, thievery, lying, deal making, bribery, underhandedness. And then I wonder whether or not a degree of that is necessary to make the wheels go around. There's something about human nature.
Are we naive?
Well, I don't want to be naive. I don't want to be a naive optimist. I don't want to be a naive idealist. I do think that there is a certain amount of this that has to happen for compromises and for things to move forward. On the other hand, where do you draw the line? And how do you keep it in balance? What seems to be happening now is right across our society and every level, we're out of balance. We're out of whack. We're not, the machine is not humming like it normally does. And, you know, the train's off the track. And I hope it gets back on the track and that we have enough tolerance to put up with each other's faults, but we have enough idealism to strive for a better good. And that's where I think we're at.
Yeah. Hey, well, where are we at? It's a very confusing time.
It is. Really, it is confusing.
All of this stuff. And it may be exacerbated by the tone of the discourse back and forth between the various parties, supposedly shaking things up. And I think things are shaking up. And whether they're shaking out or not remains to be seen. I mean, we had one of the big stories we had last week was the discussion of the Trump insurance, or the I call it insurance because that's all it is, not health care. It's an insurance bill. And so under the circumstances, it really is pretty fascinating to look at the numbers that are going up under the current situation, and then what they do or how they change if it gets to some new kind of health care. Health insurance rates have gone crazy because we kiss up to the insurance companies. And, you know, most average people don't understand a lot of the nuance here, but this is, whether it's Obamacare or whether it's Trump care, it's insurance care.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think the insurance companies are at the cornerstone of the problem. And
yeah.
And then add to that the big drug companies, big pharma.
Well, yeah. CVS and Amazon are going to get into the drug business because it's so profitable, and they tie all of this stuff together. And mm-hmm. So who's going to come out of the short end of that? You and me, 28 past the hour.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To talkers.com to find out what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. His, what am I, Ed McMahon, the second banana?
No, I'm the second banana.
You're the second banana?
Of course. I am. Of course, as a
we can be
of fact,
equal bananas.
No, we can't. You can't? Equal banana never works. No, somebody has to lead.
Okay.
And I don't. I actually enjoy being the second banana more than the first banana. I do both.
Really?
Yeah. I enjoy being the. I like being a guest more than I like being a host.
Really?
Although I enjoy being a host too.
Why?
I like radio.
Yeah.
Because the guest, the host has to be gracious and put the spotlight on the guest. I'd rather have the spotlight on me and let you do the dirty
okay.
work.
Okay. There you go.
You know.
No, I'm doing the dirty work. I'll do the commercials and
right.
the setups, and you can be the meat, the heart of the stories. For example, one of the things that has happened this week, although we're sort of into the end of the week, I think this will probably be around next week, the story or non-story of the release of all that stuff from the JFK years, what we really are finding out is that the incompetence of our government, CIA, FBI especially, and what, you know, you really don't know. I use the word incompetence only because what they've done is redact anything they didn't want people to see. They've been trying to stop this. They asked Trump for more time. They've had since 1963 to do this. So what? Now they're going to, they want to check out the story one more time?
It's, yeah, that it's smells, ludicrous. Doesn't it? That really
stinks. Of
course
it smells.
It's asinine. Yeah. And it just makes you realize, well, it's going to be the non-story of next week. I didn't expect this to be a story, and frankly, I don't think it's going to be much of a story, even if they released everything right now. Who knows what the real story is? Come on. Yeah. Why? If something had to be hidden for 50 years, why would they have not hidden more stuff? Who knows who had the power of what goes in there? And I think that all we're going to find out is they're only hiding things that embarrass them, not things that necessarily
point to their incompetence.
Right. As opposed to hiding things that would lead to the answer to the story of what was behind JFK being assassinated. Was it Lee Harvey Oswald by himself? Or was there a conspiracy? And if there was a conspiracy, who were the conspirators? Will we ever know the answer to that? Probably
there is nothing
not.
That I have seen. I'm not going to read the whole thing, and neither are you. But from what I gather, there's nothing that's coming out in these things that make his assassination any less mysterious. Lee Harvey Oswald didn't act by himself, and they don't even address that in all of this stuff. So what was the point of spending all these years and all these millions of dollars? It's, you know, here we are again, sort of getting it tucked to us, and we just say, oh, well, I guess they don't know what they're doing.
Instead and what's fascinating is Donald Trump, who is the great conspiracy theorist and the guy that's draining the swamp and the guy that's cutting through the red tape and the guy that is, you know, breaking the barriers. Okay, I'll back off for 6 months while you check out the stories, CIA and FBI. Hmm. Even Donald Trump cannot stand up to the hidden powers that run the world.
That's it. The trilateralists, the Bilderbergers, all that bunch that really are. They're the power behind the throne. Yep, you're right. And they wanted to get rid of Clinton. They wanted to get rid of JFK. Although there are a lot of people who want to get rid of.
Oh, well, they've already gotten rid of Clinton. I mean, look at the job they did on her. Look, what it comes down to, this whole Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty sad state of affairs that was the choice.
And now that people have
polarized, where you know one is good and one is bad, it's absurd. If that's the choice, then the whole damn thing stinks.
Yep. Why? Where are our best and bright? Where was Michael Bloomfield? Bloomberg? Why didn't he want to run? Be a great president.
Maybe he was hiding something.
Well, everybody's hiding something.
Well, you can't keep anything hidden anymore because we don't have privacy anymore. You see,
so we've ruined our lives with technology. Once again,
at a certain level, that's part of what I was saying before. We're dealing with the complexity of our own condition. Maybe what you don't know won't hurt you has a certain amount of virtue to it. And remember, I said maybe. Because I'm all for putting light on things. Then we have to change our level of tolerance. Then we have to change our looking at ourselves. You know, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. That it all comes back to...
People live in glass houses, etc.
Right. Yeah. Right. There's more to this than just good guys, bad guys, and who you want to root for. From the comfort of anonymity that, you know, that no one's looking at me.
All right. So let's boil this down. You just said something that was brilliant. And it brings me around to thinking about how everything is the same. It's all a morality play. I remember the early years of us studying what literature was all about. We learned about the early morality plays, which are the basic same things that we see now. There's always a good guy and a bad guy in the movie, good guy, bad guy on television, books, good guy, bad guy. Even now it's boiled down to the cable news channels, the good guys and the bad guys. And who's on what side depends on whether you're on MSNBC, who the good guys and the bad guys are, or whether you're on Fox, good guys, bad guys. And it just is, it's about, that's, it's, everything is the same. Nothing has changed. We all are looking, we're, you know, we're sort of concerned about not being a bad guy. We want to be around the good guys. But who is to define who's the good guy and who's the bad guy? That's where it's gotten blurred.
That's where it's gotten blurred, the definers.
Yeah.
We can't trust the definers. We can't trust the church. We can't trust teachers. We can't trust journalists. Yeah. These were people that were supposed to be the definers.
Yeah, yeah. As a morality. Speaking of morality, Sean Hannity has done something. There's an interesting story in Talkers this week. If you go to talkers.com and to see what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Sean, certainly one of the most visible and well-known names in the world of News Talk Radio, but he's now becoming a producer of films, according to the story that you have in Talkers. Kevin Sorbo and who and he have gotten together for a film called Let There Be Light. And when you are an executive producer, that means you've invested in the movie. That's really what that means.
Correct.
So Sean is now reaching out a little bit to get into these sorts of things. This is in his wheelhouse, though. Don't you think? It's not a difficult stretch for him.
It's media.
Yeah.
It's Christian right.
Mm-hmm.
It's money. All three things that he's involved in.
Right.
He has been very intelligent as a businessman.
Yeah.
He's invested very his money smart. Wisely. He lives his life. They can't find anything on him.
No.
Remember those women tried something, you know, they come back to my hotel. That's where he did business. You're never with Sean Hannity alone. He's always surrounded by people on the road.
Yep.
This guy, unlike the other guys, and, you know, I just hope he doesn't disappoint me. Unlike the other guys, Sean has operated his life on a very clean level when it comes to the kind of scandal that has
brought
down a lot of
games. It's a success story. Yeah, it's a success story. We both like him. He's one of the people that we enjoy as a good guy. Never mind his point of view. He's just a good, solid guy.
Yeah, well, I...
Yeah, wouldn't it be horrible if all that was broken?
That's why I had to say, you know, because these are all archived now. Back in the old days, radio shows were lost.
Uh-huh.
You could say it was gone. Now everything is forever.
We have a podcast that is posted every week. If you go to talkradiocountdown.com or talkradiocountdownshow.com, you will find the podcast of last week, last month. They're all there, as Michael suggested. Every week there's a different podcast, talkradiocountdownshow.com. And actually, we probably could figure out a way to get a button over at talkers.com so people could actually listen to the Countdown Show through the Talkers website.
How do we do that? How do we get a button?
Kara will figure
it
out.
Can you send a Federal Express button over to us?
Yes, right. Yes, probably can do that.
I mean, that'll take us about 30 seconds, but, you know, 6 months from now, where are we going to get that button?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a 30-second deal. You put it right on the website right there. Listen, all you have to do on the upper right-hand side of the website, you put a button, listen here for the weekly talk radio Countdown Show. That's it.
Right.
Kara puts the thing in there, and you're right. It's a 30-second deal.
Does it sound good? Does it sound nice and clean? Is it one of those
no.
podcasts that sound like they're phoned in over the telephone?
Nope. It's very, very. It's exactly what you're listening to right now, without all the commercials and stuff.
No commercials. It's good.
To the heart of the matter. Speaking of commercials, 44 past the hour. I would like to help you live that sustained life. Michael and I were talking off the air. One of the things we actually ought to talk about sometime are the commercials that now are on that are the mainstay of News Talk Radio, because the spoken word format lends itself so well to people selling what they call endorsement spots. These are, and I'm going to do one right now, for a product called Balance of Nature, which is it's basically a capsule, or there are two of them that you take every day. One of them is a fruit capsule, the other is a vegetable capsule. And it has whole ripened fruits that have been pureed, and then they are dried, and they're put into the capsule. No sugar, just the pure fruit and vegetable. So you don't have any of the negative consequences of having fruit. And what it does over the course of a month or two enhances your immune system by 700%. They have facts. They have studies. They know. The people who put this company, a guy named Doug Howard is a doctor, and he was frustrated the number of people that were coming to him that were sick just because they had a weakened immune system. So he figured out, doing the research, that if that all these people are not getting enough fruits and vegetables, that's Mother Nature's way of keeping you healthy. So he figured out a way to reduce them to capsulated form, so you get 9 to 11 servings of all of these fruits and vegetables that you need every day without having to actually have the fruits and vegetables. You can open the capsule, pour it on your food, or you can take the capsule as it is. It's perfect. It's really genius. Fruits and veggies developed by Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. You need this product. All kinds of benefits. But what's better than enhancing your immune system as we go into the winter months? So you don't get colds and flu. That's what it is. Balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV, please, for a special discount and the first month free. First month. Free month supply when you order balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV.
Loans are made by WebBank. WebBank is an equal housing lender. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
The contractor says we'll need a new roof. How are we going to afford it?
Easy. We'll go to Avant.com.
Avant?
They offer access to fixed-rate personal loans, so we can consolidate our credit card debt and pay for the roof with what we save each month.
Wow. I guess we can fix the roof.
Avant has us covered.
Looking to pay off your credit card bills? You could have the money within days, not weeks. Over 500,000 happy customers have chosen Avant.com. Shouldn't you? And right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score, go to Avant.com today. To get your free $50 Amazon gift card after your first successful installment is made on time, enter code 1212. That's AVANT.com. Promo code 1212. Avant.com. Code 1212.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
All right, now 47 past the hour. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we go through the stories of the people every week, they're always the ancillary stories. Michael does a podcast beside. We have the podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown show. He does something called Up Close and Far Out. And every week he has somebody that's connected to talk radio. This week you have a focus on a... Is this a trend?
It's a oral history of sex on talk radio. A young woman who does a show in Houston that's unlike any other. And talk about sponsor endorsements. She has a sponsor and she endorses it that it'll make your hair stand up. And I'm not going to tell anybody what it is. It's in the first few minutes of the show. It's at www.upcloseandfarout.com. It's upcloseandfarout.com. And the show is Up Close and Far Out with Michael Harrison. Check it
right.
out.
Yeah. And so, but every week there's something, because this is where it's happening. This is where it's at. Radio has become dull and boring with the exception of what we do conversationally here. And that's not the, it's just the way it is. It is what it is. So anytime you want to hear anything that's of interest, good personalities, that sort of thing, strong thinking, you listen to it. You know, once in a while, we talk about this. Some of the FM, the old, what they used to call the zoo format, some of the stuff that's on some of the music stations in the morning, there isn't a lot of music, it's talk. But it's aimed at, you know, just kind of silly stuff, right?
There's all kinds of talk, but I certainly don't think radio is boring. I don't think it's as exciting as it could be, but it's not boring.
Talk radio is exciting. Michael Harrison's exciting. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour in the countdown.
did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Reacting to what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal expert here, legal expert for Talkers Magazine as well. He's a college pro. That doesn't sound right. He's a college professor. I'd like to call you prof. Professor Wine, Professor Wiseman is here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has, among other things to his credit, a website called Scamicide.com, which basically is information for everyone to learn about, keep up with the dangers of scams, because there's a new one every week. And they are getting people right and left, clipping people like you wouldn't believe. I've had more people hack my credit cards. I get more new credit cards than I just, you know, fortunately... You know, but in some circumstances, like if you want to buy something, in my circumstance, all the cards are the same, because every card that I've had has been hacked. But the banks have stuck, you know, they stick up for you in the sense that they'll pay.
Yeah.
But there's my credit limit keeps going down. How much can I do each day on these cards? And basically now I'm limited to about $1,000 a day on each card. So if I get three or four cards, you know, you can work it around, but if you want to buy something for $4,000, pay for it with a credit card, you got to, in my instance, you got to do it over a four-day period, because somebody, you know, they've had enough experience. They know these banks are very smart. They know what the, they, and these people that steal the cards, they don't bother with $1,000. They're going to go get you for 10, whatever they can get you for. 18,000, 24,000, whatever it is. So.
Yeah, but however, you should be able to get a raise in your credit limit. And the fact that you've been hacked and a victim of credit card fraud should not eliminate you being able to do that. So,
you know,
I'd give them a call.
I wonder, yeah, I will. I wonder about that, whether it goes on your credit. That's a legal question. There's been so much focus on Experian and TransUnion, these other boobs that run these credit agencies that we don't like because they basically screw with you for the benefit of the banks. But
and then charge you to protect yourself. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And the information, try to get your information changed. Unless you hire somebody like you to go beat them around and threaten them, you know, the average person gets on the phone and doesn't know what to do or how to do it. That's got to be... that's a scam. Wow. What a scam that is.
It is difficult. And you're right, because let's say you do get, you're a victim of credit card fraud. You call the credit card company, they'll take care of it pretty promptly. But you got to make sure that that doesn't turn up on your credit report.
Right.
And if it does, like you say, there are steps you need to take to make sure that that gets removed.
It's a very difficult time. It really is. It isn't, I don't believe that the convenience supposedly touted by all the people that want us to believe that the new age of technology is better for us. I think that's garbage, frankly. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the top 10 items. So what I've heard more from everybody this week is the uranium deal.
Yeah.
And even somebody went on one of the talk shows this week and said, Hillary Clinton should get the electric chair because she's feathering your own nest. So what do you know? Do you know anything about this thing and what actually the legalese is of it?
Yeah, it's not, you know, once again, it's tremendously exaggerated. So there was a company that was making uranium and would provide it for to reactors and others that would be able to use this. Now, we have some actually pretty good laws that when a foreign country wants to get a piece of the action, have some stock ownership in this, and that's what happened. A Russian company was going to do this. It has to be approved by a committee which had 8 members. Hillary Clinton was one of those members and voted for it. Now, there were arguments that indeed she got payoffs from this and Bill got money from this. Now, there very well may have been. There were some donations from people that were secondhand from people that became that were stockholders in the Russian group that was buying this. It is possible that they had laundered this so that she was not aware of it. But we're talking about one person of the 8 who would make a decision on this. You're also talking about the president who could have stopped this, and also the fact that none of this was. This uranium was going back to Russia. It was they're investing in an American company. So a big, much ado about not very much.
All right. Not much to do. Much ado about nothing, as it were. So is the spoken word of attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.